Sagt der Mishnah weiter, mit Sech des Yevamis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis. Ketzan. So in the previous Mishnah, basically we were told that when it comes to a Yavim-Yavam relationship, different things can happen. There's a Maimer, there's a Get, there's Yivum, there's Chalitza. So normally when it says Ketzad, it refers to, okay, the previous Mishnah, tell me how does that work out? Give me the case. Illustrate to me the case. So in the previous Mishnah we learned, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Get Acha Get, V'loi Maimer Acha Maimer, the Chacham say there is, so give me the case. That's how normal Ketzads would work, whether the Ketzad is in the same Mishnah or in the next Mishnah. In this case, says the Bat Tanura, we're not referring to the Machloikis in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, let's put things into perspective. We have over here one Yavim, one Yavama. Before things get complicated, what could happen? Zog the Mishnah. Asa Maim Rabbi Yavimtai. Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven dies. Shimon is Asar Maimer B'Yavamtai. That was the first step to prepare for Yivam. Maimer by Yavam is what Kiddushin is by a regular wedding, except that Maimer is only Midrabana. He must have changed his mind afterwards. V'nasa l'get. Afterwards he gave her a get. So like the Mishnah Tzricha Yimenu Chalitza. The get will take off the connection that was created by the Maimer. But the Yivam Zik is still there until it will be Chalitza. But what if he wants to change his mind again and now he decides to take her in? He can't. Once he gave her a get, he would fall under the category of lo yivna. Once you make a decision not to do yivam, and he went as far as physically giving a get, then he can't change his mind anymore. There's only one chance for yivam. Asa maimer. Let's say he did a maimer. And then a chalitza. Zakta mishnah tzricha himenu get. Chalitza took away the zika. But we're still going to have to undo the maimer through a get. The chalitza doesn't undo the maimer. Chalitza takes away yivam, not kiddushin. Asa maimer ubal. Shimon first did a maimer with Rachel, and then he took her in, then he married her. Rezu kemitzvasa. That's the way it's supposed to be done. That's the mitzvah of yivam lechatchila. Although in the Torah the maimer is not necessary, but the chachamim say we want it to be done this way. So again, if he starts with a maimer and gives her a get, he's still going to need chalitza. If he did a maimer and chalitza, he's still going to need a get. The get takes away the maimer. Chalitza takes away the zika. Zika, again, is the Yavim-Yavama connection. If he first did a maimer, then he took her in to marry her, he did things the way he was supposed to.